I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And it's always fun to welcome people to the studio for the first time. And today, it is Caleb Price and Clayton Bryce of Whale House. Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
And there's more to the band, right?
Yeah, so...
Is tonight going to be the two of you?
It will just be the two of us
oh,
tonight.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right.
We do play with a four-piece sometimes with a drummer and a bass player, but tonight it'll just be two guitars and two singing.
Good to know. They are playing tonight as part of Wusso's Concert Cafe's 1 week live, and that starts at 7 o'clock tonight. And Dan Dresser and Camille and company will also be performing. Well, welcome to town. You're here all the way from Madison, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And so excited to have you. Have you played Duluth before?
Yes. Yeah, a couple times, actually.
All right. So you're old pros in Duluth. Well, we'll find out more. You have an album that you released earlier this year called Clouder, right?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. But we're going to hear, hopefully we can squeeze in a couple tunes here. I think we should be able to squeeze in at least a couple. What do you want to start with here?
This one will be Twilight Sleep.
Thank you. That's Wellhouse live from Studio A, and a tune from their recent release, Clouder. Well, that was quite lovely.
Thanks.
You two do a lot with a few instruments there, a couple of instruments there. So you two have known each other quite a long time. You got together in college, right?
Yeah.
Started playing music together. Tell me about that.
We met in a music composition class, and kind of started talking. We'd sort of known each other a little bit through the grapevine in high school, so we kind of got together, started talking, found we liked similar music. Started jamming on covers, some Beatles, a Gnarls Barkley tune, that song of the summer, that Crazy, was one of the first songs we played together. And yeah, kind of went from there.
Well, and you found some commonalities in your musical taste, it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
What were some of those?
The grunge movement was kind of big for both of us, and psychedelic rock, mm-hmm. of, you know, the counterculture.
And so you kind of took those and meshed them together a little bit?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, and we're always kind of looking for new ways to write a song.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fun to write music with someone for 10 years because it just keeps getting better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's the ideal way that you want it to be. How does it get better? Like, how have things changed since you first started writing together and now?
Boy, that's a good question. I don't know.
I think what helps is, we spent a lot of time actually working together sort of in the same room, working through a song from start to finish. And in the early stages, I think we developed kind of our mode of operation, how to get from point A to point B. And so, like, with Clouder, we actually wrote it all via email. Because we just had we were comfortable with the writing process.
As far as even like the audio parts, were you sending those back and forth?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'd make the demos kind of our basements and kind of send them over to the other person, kind of slowly refine it.
Because
we didn't have a full band to practice with, so we were sort of
Kind of
limited that way. Yeah, we had to. Yeah, it was all theoretical.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
So when did the full band come along? Because it just started with the two of you. When did the full band step in?
It's kind of come and gone a little bit.
Okay.
We had drummers before, and then we've been playing kind of as a duo for the last maybe 3 years. We didn't actually play with the drummer that played on the album until the day before.
Wow.
We put it all together really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, he was really good. He knew exactly what to do.
Yeah, if you get the right person, they can just step in.
Yeah. He's a true professional.
Mm-hmm. And you're in Madison now, right? So you school was in Eau Claire.
Yeah, right.
Okay, now you're in Madison?
Yeah.
So based out of Madison now, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And what's the music scene like for you there? Do you play a lot in your town there? Or?
We will be playing at the Communication in November.
I'd say it's really thriving right now. Seems like there's a lot of creative people in Madison.
There's a lot going on, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, Mickey's Tavern, always a good band there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
High Noon Saloon.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you started playing back in college, and you talked about you started with covers. And sometimes, like, when a project first starts, it will start that way, and you're just kind of, copying what somebody else has done. But then how have you made that transition? Like, what have you brought of yourself into those influences, do you think? I like to ask really complicated questions.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, that's good. I like complicated questions.
I think freedom to experiment with sound, because like a lot of the grunge stuff is really very simple, like harmonically and formally. It kind of does some crazy stuff, sonically with the feedback and whatnot. But we've kind of taken a lot of those kind of simple forms and kind of... chopped them up, moved the pieces around, hopefully to surprise the listener. So it's got something kind of familiar because we're starting with a very well established kind of, idiom and then kind of taking that and tweaking it.
Mm-hmm.
And literally that just means like formally sometimes we're like, it's easier to do if you've got like editing software and you can actually just see the song. Like it's just this big long bar and you can just take this part. Move it here. What would it sound like here?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. A lot of it's kind of experimental in that mm-hmm. way.
Well, and it sounds like you both write the beginnings of songs. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you trade them with each other and kind of add the other person's part?
To varying degrees, yeah. Some of the songs are entirely written mostly by Clayton or myself, and other ones are completely like half and half. Mm-hmm. It's a mixed bag.
Mm-hmm. And there definitely is a psychedelic feel to what you do, which is kind of fun because I feel like there's not a ton of that, you know, right now. So I really enjoyed that about the album. I checked out a bunch of the tunes. But I just loved, like, I wasn't sure what to expect stripped down, and I just love that. You know,
you
really make, you know, with your guitar, the electric guitar just has, you know, you have some nice sounds to go along. It's kind of spacey stuff going on there, so.
Thank you.
When you have just two people, I imagine you have to kind of be creative about how you make more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I definitely don't play the same when it's just us two. Mm-hmm. I'll take my pedal board apart and assemble it in a new way. The challenge for me has been, you know, when we have a loud kind of sort of crazy rock drummer, you know, we turn the amps up to 12 and we get the distortion pedals out. And I usually take all those out when we just play as a duo and mm-hmm. just try to focus more on supporting the melody, mm-hmm. using other sounds.
Yeah, and I kind of have to take over the rhythm, holding down the rhythm on the acoustics, so it's kind of like, I keep the rhythm, and he kind of fills the space.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe as a
we spend a lot of time labor. Writing our lyrics, so it is a chance for people to actually hear them sometimes when we play it too
hard
loud.
Hard to hear them.
We get a lot of compliments about our lyrics when we do little acoustic things.
Yeah, and then when you're loud, they're like, hey, the music was great, man, right?
But was there a singer? Yeah.
Couldn't hear the words, yeah. But it must be fun to have those two options. So do you get to have a band? Do you get to play out with a band very often, the full band?
A couple times a year. Mm-hmm. We just played Menominee for our kind of CD release show
mm-hmm.
just 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, it had been almost a year, actually. But okay. It's really, really fun to do when we can do it.
Nice. Well, and this is your first full-length album, and you've put a bunch of EPs out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So what took you so long to do not that it's bad. I'm just I'm just out of curiosity. Like, was there any particular reason that it took a while? You just didn't have that many
getting
songs?
Getting the resources together? I don't know.
Oh, that's, you know,
meeting
I always
people
forget.
As we went that could kind of do things mm-hmm. for on our budget.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That could still do a good job.
Yep.
We just wanted to do it properly.
Yeah, I guess,
you know?
Yeah.
We didn't want to cut any corners, and we spent a lot of time on it.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a lot of songs that were backlogged? I don't. That's not the right word, but you know what I mean. Did you have a lot of songs to choose from to put on
I
the
think
album?
Five or six got cut.
Yeah, we did have a pool, and we did end up having to kind of decide which made the cut and which didn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did.
And how was that a hard decision?
kind of yes, and kind of no, because we kind of figured whatever didn't make the cut would just
you'd do another release.
We'd do yeah.
So
just
you
make it on something else.
You already have a head start.
Yeah.
On another release. Great. All right, well, we have time for one more song. What do you want to do?
I want to do Milk. Bluffs. Oh, Bluffs?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, and there's some guitar switching going on here, and they mentioned Milk, which they're not going to perform, but there's a fun video for that. And is it whalehouse.com? Is it that your
Whalehouse website? Music.
Whalehousemusic.com.
Yep.
They're on Facebook. Are you on any other social media?
Yeah, Instagram.
YouTube,
Twitter.
And all right, they're switching things up now. So Caleb was playing acoustic and Clayton was doing electric, and now they are switching. So now you can compare and contrast.
Cascading lights, I'm up to me.
science and medicine. From the void, I will fly with you soon. Give me a sign. Search yourself and follow me in. Give me a sign. Search yourself and follow me in. Look into the bluffs. Ghosts are gathering in the upper atmosphere. Spoons come.
That's Whale House live from Studio A. That one sounds like it could have just stepped right out of the 60s. Just such a nice vibe to that.
All right, cool. Yeah,
the like harmonies that. And just the sounds. And a couple of fun things about the album. Tom Herbers, first of all, he engineered it, is that right? Or produced it?
Yeah, he did a lot.
And he's a pretty familiar name around these parts. He's done a lot of work.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah, with local bands. Had you worked with Tom before?
That was our first time, and he took the producer seat and the engineer seat, and
mixed it,
and he helped us develop it. You know, we kind of just started with kind of a rough idea, and we used a lot of his cool instruments on the album.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, he's got a nice little toy chest.
Oh, that's gotta be fun. And then you did it at a studio that sounds pretty fun. It's called Drum Farm Studio. Where is that?
Menominee.
Okay.
Just outside of Menominee. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on an old, used to be an organic farm, but they've got a bunch of animals there, which mm-hmm. is really...
It's still a farm, but it used to be just a farm.
Right, it used to be just a farm.
Yeah.
They've got goats and sheep and cats and dogs. It's nice to, you know, in between recording, just to get out there, pet some animals, you know, relieve the tension.
Are there any animal sounds in the, you know, that sneak into the background of the recording?
Oh, we didn't know, but that's a good idea.
Next record.
Next time, yeah.
Gotta save that one.
Oh, well, it sounds like a really fun place to record. Were you there very long? How long did it take you to put it together?
It was a week.
Yeah, about a week.
Oh, nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We spent about a week recording it and then about a year mixing it.
Yep.
So... Yeah,
that's the way it goes sometimes. Well, thank you so much. It was great to have you stop by today. And again, this is Whale House, and they're going to be playing tonight at Wusso's Concert Cafe as part of 1 Week Live. And the evening starts at 7 o'clock. And other artists performing tonight include Dan Dresser and Camille and Company. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Emma Gilhausen, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.